my spiritual path. How fast? Good question. How fast do I want to go on my spiritual path? And am I going the right direction? Am I going the right direction on my spiritual path? And how fast do I want to go? All of us are interested in our spiritual path. No getting around that. We say that time and again. We say to ourselves and to others, we want to walk our spiritual path. We want to learn how to meditate. We want to learn how to be introspective. We want to learn how to touch the hem of the garment. We want to learn how to be one as God. We want to go into this awareness so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically. And yet, on the spiritual path, how fast do we want to go? Well, it depends. Just take for instance, you want to learn how to drive a car. And so you go to your father and have your father teach you how to drive a car. You go to your brother, have your brother teach you how to drive a car. You go to your school at your school and you have driver training. You go to a driver school and you have the driver school teach you how to drive a car. And you are touched in an emergency and you're out in the middle of nowhere and the driver has fainted and must go to the hospital and you must get him there. And so you get behind the car and you know the basics of operating a car, everyone does. You put the key in the ignition and turn it and away you go. But you shift gears and if you have a clutch, that's a little more tough. If you go with automatic, then you have to be careful how you run your automatic. But if you are in an emergency and you are wanting to train yourself to drive a car, you'll learn how very quickly. You'll learn how to do it. And you'll drive, and as you are starting up, you push on the gas fast and you go slow and you put on the brake and you do all the things that have to be done. And you get the feeling of it, you get the hang of it, and then away you go. Now, on your spiritual path, are you going to learn in an emergency situation? Are you going to learn in a school situation? Are you going to learn from a teacher, a friend, your parents, or who's going to teach you how to walk your spiritual path? Well, the best teacher, as always, is yourself. Because if you really want to learn, and you really want to know how to walk your spiritual path, then you will learn by listening within, by going within your own inner heart, your inner self, to realize there is the divine, there is your spiritual path. Your spiritual path is not on the outer. Your spiritual path is not going to a school. It's not going to a guru. It's not going to a cave in the Himalayas. Your spiritual path is nothing on the outer. Absolutely nothing on the outer. No matter how much we'd like to feel it is, and how much we'd like to feel that other people are going on the outer looking for their spiritual path, we know that the spiritual path is within. Now, how do we find that within ourselves? Well, if we're doing it alone, we just become still and listen. And we believe what we hear. Now, if we have trained ourselves to listen to a lot of nonsense, and we listen to nonsense and it says, you can walk on water, you can fly to the moon, you can do all these interesting things. If you listen to that, you're liable not to be around long enough to walk your spiritual path because you'll fly to the moon and you will not be here anymore. Oh, really? Hey, that'd be cool. Not really. You want to have the awareness of yourself on your spiritual path. And to have the awareness of yourself on your spiritual path demands that you take some time and consider it. I would like to be aware of myself on the spiritual path, and I tune within, I listen within, I go to that presence within me, and I listen as it guides me on the path. Now, how quickly can I learn how to listen within? When I teach myself how to drive the car, how many times am I going to make the car stop improperly? How many times am I going to start up too fast? How many times am I going to take a corner where I don't have control and I learn that I must go a little slower? I must go a little more carefully as I learn to drive the car. It's not that I can't drive the car, because I can surely drive it, but to drive it perfectly, and that's what I want to do. I set the course for myself to drive it perfectly from the very beginning. And to set the course to drive it perfectly from the very beginning, I must train myself how to drive. Michelangelo didn't just go to his easel, didn't just go to his piece of marble and strike out a beautiful statue. Michelangelo trained as a young man. He trained in learning all the attitudes of being an artist. He trained in perspective. He trained how it is when you're drawing a picture. He trained in how to fill in between the lines. He didn't always know he was training. He felt very unhappy because many times he had to do mundane things. He had to do things that the other artists who were so accomplished, they didn't have to do anymore. It's just the beginners that had to do that. Well, why don't the beginners start with doing the very accomplished items? Well, the accomplished items are done by accomplished people who have gone through the beginner stage. They've gone through that initial stage of taking time to learn how to be an artist, taking time to learn what constitutes being an artist, taking time to learn the attitude of being an artist. When you're walking your spiritual path, you want to take time to learn the attitude of being a person who walks their spiritual path. You want to take time to learn how to be the finest and the best. Oh, you can drive your car and slam on the brakes and step on the gas and do all these things too quickly and drive with a lack of professionalism. You can do that, but you want to be an ideal chauffeur. You want to be a professional. And as you want to be a professional, you want to train as a professional. So when you drive, you like how you drive and everyone else likes how you drive. When you are walking your spiritual path, you want to like how you're walking your spiritual path, and everyone else wants to like how you're walking your spiritual path. Everyone knows when you're walking your spiritual path. And it certainly is not that you're walking your spiritual path for another, but everyone knows. They all know because they see your attitude changing. They see your introspective capabilities being revealed in ever more beautiful ways. They see you being a fantastic being. Yes, they see you in that wonderful way. Now, you see yourself in that wonderful way too. But at times, because it seems to be so slow in coming, so slow in this awareness of your spiritual self coming, you think, isn't there a faster way? Isn't there a better way? Isn't there some way that's more assured that tells me what I'm doing and how I'm doing it? And yes, there is. But the thing is, you will not like it. You don't know. You do not want to be a half-baked spiritual pathwalker. You don't want to be a half-baked auto driver. You don't want to be half-baked in anything in life. You want to be all the way perfectly cooked, perfectly programmed, perfectly operating in your ideal form. To be the ideal person walking their spiritual path takes a few moments of learning, a few moments of understanding how the program works. And once you understand how the program works, then you start living it beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. Then you start moving along. But first you have to do it slow step. First you have to do it and learn how to walk the spiritual path, how to be receptive, how to listen to the voice within, how to listen to the divine within you, talk to you, and how to trust that divine within you, that it is indeed talking to you and it is indeed true. And as you learn that, and as you experience it, and as you are aware of that, then you are aware you are the spiritual master who walks the spiritual path most beautifully, most wonderfully, most fantastically right now. And it's a glorious day. Enjoy your journey, because it is your journey alone. I love you. I love you. I love you.